낮에 쓰시 속에 감솜 최기 개보 직대 시대 대비 비밀라나 매비 우티 진호 콘서 겸글 전부 초라 구자 응우드 땀이 관해 대링 네가 십교 경외 밴데 팀시버 체외 위배 팀시버 남아탕 밴데 초조 대비 위배 지두 남바 밴데 가수 남바 동 체중기 위배 시슈 레제 남바 진앙 군대 남바 슝데마이베 초박하기 겐진타 레네 남바 대송 시제 페미용라 달의 귀네 가샤 갑정합의 시종기 담비 슈규이 니무딜 참디 테스트리 슈규이 귀네 드링 시종기 레유니바 담비 슈베 갑딜 Pemi laname bu uti chino khonsa chamgen chimbu chola jitar sowa tabatar daja pebang nam tuje kyabo ne namyang dowa mebar tuk tsewa chimbu tambu yugi zegor sogundu chibgyuru kating kyangbar kune haja tangme da che ning thakbune kati lame du che che she lengyaru shujudhang khonsa chab Khonsa Kyabgen Chimpu Cho, Khungdang Gyadang, Chusun Par, Shuju Yi Kashi Sangbo Yobashin, Gombo Khang Nyi Ki, Kutsi Yi Ring, Pemi Ngundu, Dubtuba Yongche, Kasha Ki Ngwene, Bezun Shugu Tziche, Tushuru Meba Shuju Yi, Tamcha Pyugyu Yi. Debe Milo, Tuchul Haring, Hug Lugunang, Zadag Nyadang, Chunyer Shin, Chigje Nituki, Ruzingbe Gubtil, Konsakamgo Chimbuchone, Tukzeva Chimbu Gone, Gawa Gata Kedu Sene, Pumi Mangla, Yang Tabi Uti Lamde Nawatang, Kebar Zenjul Pumi Mangzo Lamlu, Sulte Nawachegi, Gadine, Galwe Parduyang, Sheltab Devayin. Zenjul Gyatso Mangzo Ne Kuibar Sikyongi Leyu Niba Shabji Shuyu Yu Kukab Nangwa Kuisi Yugo Ne Ning Thakba Ne Tuji Che Shuba Tang Chepchi Rangnu Kangcho Hangsan Namda Ki Go Ne Shabshu Chayu Yi Kele Shuyu Yi Na Shiche Gyatso Mangzo Ne Kyang Peri Jiwo Namde Yongsu Zogba Chöga Tang Lungse Chulu Chegi Yewa Mepar, Pugi Samdun Chigur Yimatang, Shara Chigbe Puripunda Yimbe, Tushe Tempur Sungte, Mutu, Gabjor Tang, Chadunyamde Nowe, Revata Yishe, Zangma Shuguye. Chilo Chigdong Gubjangabjung Agul Lor, Zenjul Du Pepje, Konsakamgun Chimbo Chone, Chögada, Chögyu, Yewa Meba, Zenjo Nang, Pemi Dikzu, Mutu, Zugyu, Seda Nawa, Masi, Rimshin, Lopta Tang, Shija, Rime, Chögar Ka, Tang Cheba, Serzu Nawa Tang, Chusum Puri Yongzo, Tamzi, Dogzi Chigdi, Chagi Kongu Dabur, Negel Chewe, Galop Tang, Lamde, Yang Yang Peba, Chela Dene, Tapar, Pemi Chigdi, Nushu, Jishir Doshimba, Ineyang, Rangni Gerungone, Lopham Chimbegone, Shujur, Tale Sijonta, Chidu Yuki Vedu Cheme Gurim Tu, Pemi Nankul, Penzu Gyunjue Tang, Pemi Yarab Sangjue Tang Gelbe, Chajue Telwa Sogla Dene, Konsakamgen Chimbo Cho, Kangni La, Tugdam Sege Chichir Chungwa Tang, Kucha Namne, Masheba Tang, Pa Mebe Wangi, Nizuel Tang, Nongel Jichungla, Nongyo Chagbe Ningne Susel Tang, Tuesha Lingyur Shujuin, Lechin, Tupam Jurshi Terik, Dene Miyungwe, Kele Tamja Tembu Shujutang, Pemi Nankul, pimi nangku chöga thang shoga chokdi mepar tulam dogza chikdi gobe bögul shukda shujuin taechung taechung maongbar wedu timdi kala lekchöy jigö uwedul hengang thang gudurki gyarchöy yongtap bejöy chajuin Debe longa ring legur simbe kasha kapju shibe kalun lero namne chepsi thang zingyong gi ledun kangji to nuba nyampung gi gwane chale na watang pe tensi miri nyandang chebe tukup tir jibe zadun nyingla changte tukur chenbe shepju shuwa leksul ngakjo thang tujichi shujuin Teshin, Niren Zingyong Gilede, Genkur Gang, Ganlin Shuke, Sishu Leje Namlahan, Tujiche Shudu Chung, Chungur Kasha, Gap Chunga Belly Yun Ring, Narshin, Jigdi Tang, Sartu, Rangarang So Cheki, Shise Tadup Sum, Yapdendu Sungde, Kasha Gap Chushibe, Ring, Leshar Mangda Chig Diubanam, Mutu, Zunjong To, Chepsi Tan, Zinjong Gilede, Narha, Nubatumba, Yongche, Leshi Sarba Jigwe, Tune, Tusu, Denship Sabnengi, Bezun Shujuin, Ningue, Konsjamgun Chimcho, Ne, Zenjul Pimi Chizo Nang, Neri Wongo Tan, Nyamta Dajong Te, Tushur Chine, Galop Lamdu Pepatar, Tushur Chimbe Gen Jiyin Tang, Maombar, Yarge Tongcho, Jige Shibju Le, Chetui Shibju Tsokjun Ka Ni Guzu Simbatang, Tötten Gor, Musu Ledu Genkur Shuke Membatang, Genzin Lene, Yongi Tsokjin Shigyang, Gongzogi, Samjar Dulen Shusimba Yinxing, Ringming Tsokjun Ka Gi, Nyendo Jorte, Kasha Gingwene, Laglen Twinkil Shugo, Kangji, Shujutang, Teiche, Dodon Jigwe, Tapsul Shude, Leshi Teda, Legdup Toba, Shujuin. Teitsung Rangre Jizonang, Tuge Jedangwa, Nungshe Signe, Chu Kalakene. Tundu Parubu Yuchu Wo Sude, Shije Pumi Yongi, Lasso, Konsakamgun Chambor, Shime Togurgi, Teme Kangjung Shushimatang, Pumi Nangultang, Puju Nangdengi, Chuju Nang Pensu, Tuna Mitumba Sush, Shibachela, Dongle, Yambor, Masongwa, Chajuin. Kebar Konsakamgun Chimbu Gongshitar, Pumi Machidul Henzogi, Jimmy Tujug Lamne, Tenla Pabe, Nime Ume Lamgi Siju, Mutu Lakdar Shuju, Kasha Kapchungabe, Zadu Kelkang Cheshu La Zigu Mase, Pede Ganyo Seltapsu, Nime Ume Lamgi, Tapchu Le, Ha Meba, Tapar Lemang Shusimbatar, Tapchu Di Gu, Yanan Shungi, Guzab Tang, Konsakamgun Chimbu Guzab War, Dume Yongtap, Bezu Nar Ha Shujuin, Yanan Shungi Utu Tse, Pede Ganyo Seldu Tang, Pede Miri War, Tundambe, Denling Tang Chigdi Yongtap, Chigi Yena, Kudo Texin Kona Mayimbar, Loja Yangbu Gwane, Mue Nedang Tang, Tambe, Siju Yangtap Shig Lakta Chejuyi, Tula Pabu. Tapar, Densi Miriki Tundu Jebe, Luso Longju Lu Tang Nangwe, Yaji Bao Bamo Yongtang, Hagdu Pu Nang Chilo Nidong Gune Sung, Pumigat Ship Ship Shi Yi, Ranglu Mese Nangwe, Lu Tang Nam, Mirab Ne Mirapar, Nanzu Namyang Jeta Mebatang, Kong Namki, Mundu Dupche, Tapshe Kangdup Chajuin, 대충 야난 슝기 담자워 리메 최가르카 낭 외배 최제 저주응아 숨탕 신윤젠탕 쯔모뽀 기겐탕 룹투 셰바탕 셰마 싱바탕 족반남네 닌타르 까두 나소 뇽심바 지미냠바 닝톱 슈마메베관에 미리기 라자 템보 진심바 이랑낙주여탕 투지치 슈주인 당뇨 미리기 랑심 랑다 양타바식 용바르 미리 시엔당 뽕바념십 투베 신윤기 내체 롱의 궤덕 토롭탕 쭉라 롭칸카 낭여베남 쪼울 규르베 별이 쉰게체 신윤토 누슈 딜거베 꾸만 슈기인 도나 레와 상사탕 저지 독산의 제궤시 광석장군 천배 깔롭람드 양양 패바따르 귀내 남준 롱아탕 납주 탑주 대주 슈바 댕글슈나 중주 롱아의 낭 님의 우멜람기 시주라 때네 별이 용라 명대충배 랑종 톱답수 창매 누슈 송카 직두 딜네 베즈 슈고바 메지고 지대 냠메기 로망부의 파르 베드엔 덴타 셀탑 차고 중나 중주르 롱업주의 파르 만수의 짜드 무투 윤의 투배 레처 삼십 자갈 채벌 송 파메인의 규배 베미리기 투모마 임배 추리 곰시 남 냠차 메발 윤진 투바 차규탕 신유연탕 변주기 내당 랑게 페르베 권에 베민 딕수기 누슈 공펠 동굴 나지마도 야나난 림심 규와 롱에 임바탕 텐데이 규와 중섬 뷰미 남라 마타라양 멍시기 라와 롱수 쥐토바식 용주인 테르덴 테프 니게 레드윈 켈첼 씨네 베즈인 슈나 중주르 롱아다 응압주 니게 네값수 자카 런토바 용주인베 디테 창매 토낭 나로시 베귤 슈대충 베미리기 내밥 년탕 체외 두갑딜 야가르 슝방니네 다바라 동부의 침백원에 둔주르 로람 나와 거진 제진 슈주탕 대충 베드엘라 시아자 갑조르 난켄기 스슝탕 퇴소기 투미 초보탕 강사 제작과 제용라 투지시 슈버드 첩치 벽이 내든니 비미사의 투기 내든 관한점 마인바라 장대한다 시대 내든 결체 식장 인답 지시 표된 된다 마세기 바라 무투 잡조르 나외 벽을 주신유 다들 공수장부교는 전부 초 구제계 열댄진 투시 말을 흉기 두바탕 베드엔 덴타 셀데 시제 냠좀기 개상기 니마 욕네 뉴르도 차르웨 면디 슈다 슈주체 투체나 치기 군제 칼링에 인지케니 닝디 슈차와치
Your Holiness the Great 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet Your presence here means a lot, not only to me personally as the Sikyong, but also to the Tibetans in Tibet who look at you as the life and soul of the Tibetan people, and also to all our friends around the world who look at His Holiness the Dalai Lama as the beacon of hope, as their manifestation of compassion. On this occasion of my swearing-in ceremony for the second term of Sikyong, I express my eternal gratitude to His Holiness the Dalai Lama for accepting our humble request. His Holiness, the great 14th Dalai Lama, has assured us of his long and healthy life. Dikasha pledges to strive fully in realizing the aspirations of the Tibetan people in his lifetime. Similarly, I would like to thank all the Tibetans in exile for giving me this opportunity to serve for a second term. I swear to serve to my fullest capacity with all sincerity. All Tibetans, irrespective of provincial, regional, and religious affiliation, share the same aspiration. With the spirit of our oneness as brothers and sisters of Tibet, I hope that Tibetans in and outside Tibet will continue to extend their support and solidarity in my effort. As we all know, when we first came to exile in 1959, it was mainly due to His Holiness the Dalai Lama that the Indian government and India provided us the sanctuary and refuge. At that uncertain time, few Tibetans had come to India, but Indian government response at that time was also a bit unsure. After His Holiness the Dalai Lama crossed the border to India, Indian government extended full support and hospitality to the Tibetan people. In that sense, Tibetans in exile owe our gratitude, eternal gratitude, for His Holiness Dalai Lama for establishing the Central Tibetan Administration and over time establishing Tibetan schools, Tibetan settlements, Tibetan hospitals, and over 50 plus years, we have become self-contained, self-reliant, perhaps one of the most successful refugee community in this present world. Even in the Central Tibetan Administration, the leadership that we see on the stage are all educated in Tibetan schools, blessed by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and supported by the Indian government. And through the settlement, when the settlements were first established, it was established based on Tibetans as people. It was never based on region or sect. Either we call it Uisang, Kham, and Amdo. It was always based on Tibetan as people and unity being the paramount. Through the establishment of monastic institutions all over India, Nepal and Bhutan, now through Buddhist centers around the world, the Nalanda tradition of India, which was introduced to Tibet, was once again brought back to India. Through India, we have managed to spread it around the world. That is also as per the vision and blessing and guidance of His Holiness Dalai Lama. Hence, we can say our Buddhist civilization is strong and intact under the leadership and guidance of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Having worked so tirelessly for the last 60 years with clear emphasis on unity among Tibetans, with no regional biases, no sectarian biases, the very establishment of Central Tibetan Administration was based on unity of the Tibetan people and freedom struggle of Tibet. Unfortunately, during this election of Sejong and the parliamentarians, we have committed some mistakes and we have not been able to live up to the moral standard set by His Holiness Dalai Lama and the vision of unity guided by His Holiness Dalai Lama. This mistake should not occur again. And hence, with profound regret and seeking forgiveness from His Holiness, I pledge that we, the Tibetan people, from henceforward will unite as one Tibetan people and unite for Tibet and Tibetan cause as per the vision and guidance of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In consultation with the Election Commission, Kasha will take efforts to introduce electoral law reforms in the parliament. Hopefully, we will have electoral law reform which will address some of these issues in the near future. I also want to take this opportunity to sincerely thank my colleague of the 14th Kasha. They have worked hard with dedication and sincerity for the cause of Tibet and to serve the welfare of the Tibetan people. Your partnership and your effort for Tibet and Tibetan people means a lot to me, and with profound gratitude, I want to say thank you to all of you. The 15th Kasha will continue the three guiding principles of unity, innovation, and self-reliance. Efforts will be made to introduce new projects wherever and whenever necessary in order to improve the political and administrative efficiency. His Holiness the Dalai Lama has recently pointed out some shortages in projects in preventive health care and also the welfare of the poor people. On this also, the CTA, we have commissioned two committees who will look into all these issues and give us recommendation. Once the recommendation come on the table, the 15th Kasha will implement all the recommendation to the fullest. Our society has been small, but within our own community, sadly, there are few Tibetans and few Westerners misguided and ignorant. In the name of religion, there is Thögel issue, the Shugden issue, an alleged lack of religious freedom in the Tibetan community, to which I say, you're wrong. We have religious freedom in exile community. Shugden groups have their own monasteries, have their own centers. CTA provide all the facilities that we give to Tibetans, all the rights that they deserve, we provide them. So there is no lack of religious freedom to Shugden group, and their allegations are baseless. Unfortunately, through the Reuters and other Reuters article and other indication, it's been clear that Thögel perpetrators are used or misused by the Chinese government to sow a seed of disunity among Tibetan people, for which I strongly condemn the efforts, and we will confront them as we move along. The middle way policy, as envisioned by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and unanimously adopted by the Tibetan Parliament in exile, will continue to be the official policy. We are committed to make efforts to resolve the issue of Tibet peacefully, for which we know there has to be a dialogue between the envoys of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Chinese representative. We request the Chinese government and Chinese leader that they should see the reality in Tibet. The repression of 50 years will not work. It has failed and it will continue to fail. Occupation of Tibet will not be accepted by the Tibetan people. Hence, we have to find a peaceful solution. Only solution moving forward is the middle way approach. I hope Chinese leadership will see wisdom in resolving the issue of Tibet peacefully through dialogue between the envoys of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Chinese representatives. Also in Tibet, supreme sacrifices have been made by our Tibetan brothers and sisters for the last 60 years. Since 2009, 144 Tibetans have burned themselves, have self-immolated. They have given up their precious life for the cause of Tibet. The self-immolation reflects how repressive the situation is, how unbearable the torture and the sufferings of Tibetans are, that Tibetans are willing to give up their life in the form of self-immolation. I stand in solidarity with and express my sincere appreciation for the patriotic fervor that continues to burn in Tibet. And I urge all the scholars in the monasteries, the writers, the teachers, the students, monks and nuns, nomads and farmers, young and old, all to continue their commitment and solidarity for the Tibetan cause in order to exercise the right to administer ourselves and be the master of our own areas. I urge the youth in Tibet to put maximum efforts in education. Education is the key to our freedom struggle. Education is mostly emphasized by His Holiness the Dalai Lama for many decades as well. So we all should cherish his guidance and advice, and education should be the number one priority of Tibetans in Tibet and in exile. His Holiness the Dalai Lama has time and again advised us to hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. Therefore, I had proposed a strategy of 550. In the next 5 years, the primary objective of the Central Tibetan Administration will be to resolve the issue of Tibet peacefully through dialogue between the envoys of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Chinese representatives, for which we will make efforts in the international forum in India and create awareness about middle way approach among Tibetan people as well. In the next 5 years, we should be able to have dialogue and resolve the issue of Tibet. However, in case if we are to remain in exile for next 50 years, we must make sure that the Central Tibetan Administration, as envisioned by His Holiness and blessed by His Holiness, should survive, should strengthen, should sustain. If we survive and strengthen the Tibetan Administration and sustain the Tibetan Administration for next 50 years, in next 50 years, China will change. When there will be changes in China are inevitable. When it happens, the basic freedom of the Tibetan people will be restored. So in short, either in 5 years, we will have genuine autonomy through the middle way approach, or in the next 50 years, we will gain basic freedom for Tibetan people. Hence, 550 strategy is what we propose as per the advice of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, to hope for the best, but to prepare for the worst. And I urge all my Tibetan brothers in exile, as well as in Tibet, to support us and support the 550 strategy. Finally, I want to thank this great country, India, and the government of India, particularly the hospitable people of India. They've been very generous in hosting us for the last 5 decades. Without India and the support of the Indian government, Central Tibetan Administration would not be here. Without India and the Indian government support, the settlements, the monasteries, the hospitals, the schools that we have won't be here. We are standing here because of this great nation. And as His Holiness Dalai Lama always says, India is guru and we are their chela. As a humble chela and as a beneficiary of the hospitality of this great nation, I would like to profoundly express my gratitude to incredible India and the Indian people. Also, I want to express gratitude to the state of Himachal Pradesh and the people of Himachal Pradesh, particularly in Dharamsala, because His Holiness the Dalai Lama is based here, Central Tibetan Administration is based here, and without your support, we could not have become as successful as we have become. As the word Dharamsala means the spiritual resting place, literally we believe that we have come here in a spiritual resting place with a hope, with courage, that one day we will return to Lhasa, the land of God. For our compatriots in Tibet, I would like to say we are with you. We will be with you for a long time to come, or as long as it takes for His Holiness the Dalai Lama to return to Tibet and freedom be restored for the Tibetan people. Finally, I pray for the long life of His Holiness, the great 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet, and the immediate resolution of Tibet. May all his wishes be fulfilled. Above all, may the day for the union of Tibetans inside and outside come very soon. Long live His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Long live Tibet. Thank you.